Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the 2016 Rally America National Championship, where the best stage rally drivers compete on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Over 8 rounds of racing through the snow, mud, dust, and forest. Airing coast to coast across the United States, only one radio show is bringing you the action. This is Rally America Radio, powered by the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and we're your home for coverage of the 2016 Rally America National Championship. Game on. Welcome back to Rally America Radio. We're here at the second service, the entrance to the second service of day number two of the 2016 Rally in the 100-acre wood, round two of the Rally America National Championship. Cars starting to pull in. We got Pastrana, we got Higgins, and we got Lachlan O'Sullivan here already. We're going to make our way down the line, chat with these drivers. I got to tell you, though, Higgins, Pastrana putting on one hell of a show out here. Doing absolute battle. I'm going to say even go further than that. It's not, they're not having a battle. They're having a war. And both of them smiles all around. As I walk up to these drivers here, both of these Subarus, absolutely impressive showing they're putting on. Cars, I got to tell you, man, they look like they have gone to war. That's for sure. Some dings, some scratches, some dents. Got some bumpers hanging off a bit. But both of them still in prime rally shape. And I got to tell you, with only a couple of stages remaining, David Higgins and Travis Pastrana are going to have an absolute battle for this victory. Let's see if we can catch up with Travis Pastrana and David Higgins right now and get the scoop direct from the horse's mouth, find out what is happening out there on stage. All right, we've got Travis Pastrana here just finishing up a second group of stages here today. And take us through those. I know you had some water crossings mixed in and, changing it up a bit.
Holy cow. I mean, honestly, it's the fastest we've ever driven, fastest car we've ever had. Dave took 2 seconds out of the first one and 4/10 of a second out of the second one. So I think we were 2 seconds ahead going to the last one. I don't know what his time was, but, man, we drove the absolute piss out of it. Bent some things in the car, but everything's still going, so... Mentally, I'm absolutely fried. I forgot just how, the water crossings, we hit the water at probably 80 miles an hour, full lock drift coming out, locked it the other way, missed a tree by an inch, and just kept on getting up. So these cars are amazing. I can't believe it. Some of the stuff that we hit was had cares on, and we next time we're double caution, you're flying big because we're going so much faster than we expected.
That's got to be exciting for you. I know, talking with David earlier, he's been, waiting for competition like that. And you, it's got to be exciting for you both to be riding or driving at such a high level.
Oh, for me, this is, I'm just so happy to be in this car, so happy to be competitive for the first time in a long time. And, we got lucky a few times. I definitely, the team was like, dude, what are you guys doing? You got a big lead on third. I'm like, dude, we're driving. That's what we came here to do. And I'm happy the car stayed together. Hopefully the guys will be able to fix all the, there's a lot of stuff that's bent. It's all kind of working, but we got 3 more stages. And if it goes down to that last stage, 10 miles, 2 water crossings, bunch of puddles, gnarly, fast, like at night, it's going to be the craziest stage of my life. So I'm ready for it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Travis.
Thank you.
All right, we got David Higgins here just catching up with Travis, and both of you guys all smiles. It's got to be fun out there, you guys just going to war with each other.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. The crazy thing is we've won every stage today bar the last one, and we're still 3 seconds behind the lead. It's just, there's so little in it, but when you're racing a teammate in the same car, the cars have got their strength in the same places, so it's just so so much fun to do it. There's places where you can see where Travis's gone a bit wide, but then the next corner and I've gone a bit wide or whatever. So there's just, it's going to be an interesting last 3 stages, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, going into these last 3 stages, they cater. Obviously, you're good on all stages, but any place you think you can possibly pick up some time?
Well, no, the biggest worry was the last stage. We hit the water splash, 2 water crossings, and the engine stopped twice. So, we lost a lot of time there. Like, I'm sure Travis lost a bit, but you just don't know how much you lose. But when it's so close, you can't afford to do that. So maybe we've got to back off a little bit through those. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, David.
Thank you.
All right, we got Lachlan O'Sullivan here, and I got to tell you, man, the two guys in front of you are all smiles. You're smiling. I mean, it seems like definitely a good day for rally.
It's just an incredible show watching their lines up ahead of me. They're having a battle and fighting for tenths. And, you know, we're seeing these crazy, wacky lines all over the place, just about to hit from tree to tree and parts, and then more parts and then more parts. And you're wondering who's shedding parts and who's – it's pretty intense race going up there. So we're just kind of sitting back watching the show. Good fun. We got to cruise home these next three stages and hopefully be on the overall podium.
All right, you know, going into the ninth, you know, obviously you've got, I believe last I checked, a pretty decent lead over second in SP. You know, you're still going to try and push and retain that podium spot or back it down a bit?
Oh, we're going. We were holding them off, driving smart right now, so we're going to keep on doing the same thing we just did that last one. So hold steady and watch the fireworks in front of us.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Lachlan.
Thank you.
All right, we've got Jeff Seahorn here. Just pulling into service number two. Got a few stages left. You know, kind of take us through those last few.
The last three stages were a lot of fun. First stage is nice, fast, and flowy. I think we matched Lachlan's time or just another second or whatever. And then, or maybe a few seconds. I think, you know, he's playing it safe, and we're just kind of, you know, trying to just stay with them and, you know, set fast times and get good feel for the car. So
any changes going into this evening stages you're going to make to the car or, you know, tire choice, anything like that?
No, we're sticking with the softs. It's the same set we've ran all day. So, they're probably going to be pretty hammered after these last three, but there's still tons of grip and the stages should be nice and a little bit more swept this time. So maybe we can get down to some of the compact stuff and get more grip anyways. So there's no sense putting on new stuff with score edges, but that's about it. We got to put in an air filter in the water splash, and we took in some water and it set it a mass airflow code, but it blew out and we finished that last stage under power. So
all right, well, thanks a lot, Jeff, and we'll catch up later.
Yep, thanks, Jim.
All right, we got Troy Miller here coming in, you know, finishing things up. We got a couple of stages left. You know, how's the car running?
Pretty good. We've had this last leg, I think we had a problem on every stage, but nothing too major. The most of which was last stage. We went through the last water. We went pretty slow, but I forgot that we had tore out all the protection when we got the flat yesterday. So the water just went straight in the intake, and we were bogging for quite a while after that.
It sounds like, you know, a lot of cars having the same thing, and, you know, and some of the battles are so close, you know, it's a question of do you lift for the water or not, you know, and it's, you know, you don't want to lose the seconds, but then you don't want to hurt the car either.
Exactly, yeah, so that's a tough balance. The first ones we went through decent, and it seemed okay, so on that last long one, we went through, I mean, still pretty slow, maybe 30 miles an hour, but it was enough that it just got in the intake, so this second pass through, we're just going to have to go slower.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there. We'll catch up at the finish line.
Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Gary Gill. You know, take us through those last couple of stages. I know you know, things are shaping up to be quite the interesting rally here with only a few stages left.
Oh yes, it's a very abrasive event. Many people have crashed out, and it's more of an endurance test now. The stages have become very rough from compared to previous years, so it's taking its toll. The pace is very high this year as well. You know, compared to last year's championship, there's new faces here who are very, very good. So it's taking its toll. I'm hanging in there. My idea was to have fun. If I can get a podium, hey, that's a bonus. Right now we are overheating. I don't know why. I went through a dip too hard because I didn't do recce. So we'll fix it and go out and finish.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Gary, and good luck.
Thank you, sir.
All right, we got Tino Fortunato here, and, you know, I know you're I was looking at times. You're running right there in the top 10, right?
Yeah, we are. Very happy.
So, you know, I know you're saying you're finally, you know, able to kind of feel this car out, you know, being out of the snow and such. I mean, how's the car feeling out there?
You know, it seems the harder I push it, the better it drives, honestly.
So, you know, we got a handful of stages left. You know, what are the plans for these last few?
Rule to go. There's three left, and don't be a hero.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, buddy. We'll catch up with you at the finish.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We got Steve LaRosa here pulling in. Got a few stages left. Take us through those last couple. I heard that last one particularly was getting pretty interesting.
Yeah, the last one's pretty torn up already, so the next time through is going to be real interesting. You're just going to have to be real cautious. There's some good ledges, and it's real dark dirt after the water crossing. So it's going to get slick, but it'll be good. You know, we kind of have to change our plan of attack for the next three. We were doing good this morning, and then at the beginning of the first go-around, the first stage after service there, we lost two solenoids, so we ran on two cylinders. So now we got to change some stuff on the engine and get back after it and try to at least salvage a podium finish, you know. We had power in those stages, we did well, and we were catching dust. You know, but what are you going to do about mechanical? So my co-driver here got a little frustrated and took it personal, and I don't know where she gets that from, but so anyway, we're just gonna do what we can, change the parts, and really send it in the last three. We're gonna have to, you know. So I tried to minimize the damage there, but we'll see. I don't know what the times look like yet. So
all right, well, thanks a lot, Steve. We'll let you get into service.
Thanks, Jim, appreciate it.
All right, I got Jordan Guitar pulling in here, and I got to tell you, the fit looks like it did yesterday before the rally, man. Looking pretty sharp.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we're trying to keep it moving here. The first couple stages here were pretty good. The last one was a little bit rough, so we got to check over the car pretty well after that one.
Yeah, a lot of the guys are saying that last stage got rough, and I think it's got people a bit scared that you got to go through and run it again later.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely after those water crossings, getting pretty rutted. See, after all the top guys go through after the next time, it might be pretty bad. So we'll see what it is.
Yep. You know, heading into the night, you know, any changes to the car other than that, you know, everything good?
Everything's pretty good. We might make a few damper tweaks, but I'm not quite sure yet. So mainly checking over the car, keeping it going.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for catching up. We'll talk to you at the finish.
Thank you very much.
And that's going to do it here from the final service of the 2016 Rally of America Rally in the 100-acre wood. And 3.9 seconds is officially what Travis Pastrana has on David Higgins. 3.9 seconds. I got to tell you, these boys are giving it all. They're giving it 110%. I'm excited. Fans, everybody on their feet here to see what's going to happen. You know, is Pastrana going to get that victory that he's been wanting? He's been wanting to get back onto that top step for quite some time. David Higgins, I mean, the legend, the veteran, you know, he's there and he's pushing hard. He's pushing his teammate Travis Pastrana to the edge. Who is going to come out on top? We're going to know here in just a few hours. And not only that, we got Lachlan O'Sullivan right behind them. Solid effort by him. We got Jeff Seahorn behind him. They've got a battle going on. We got two-wheel drive battles, B-spec battles. It is, it is shaping up to be one heck of a battle all around. I know I keep saying battle, but that's what this is. I mean, I haven't seen such close rally driving in quite some time. I mean, you know, we saw an epic finish there at the Snowdrift Rally, but, you know, that came into play right at the final stages. This battle between Higgins and Pastrana, that's been going on since stage one, day one yesterday. It's just a tremendous, tremendous, you know, amount of skill to drive a rally car at such a high level. And you know, talking with Travis Pastrana earlier, you can tell he's just mentally and physically exhausted. David Higgins absolutely pushing Travis, making him dig deep, and Travis hadn't had to do that quite some time in a rally car. So just an absolute amazing event happening here at the 100 Acre Wood Rally, and I'm happy to be bringing you all the coverage here with Rally America Radio. We're going to be updating timing and scoring as the drivers continue to filter into the service park here and back out onto these final stages. So definitely stay tuned for that. It's rally-america.com, and you can get all those timing and scoring updates. I am Jim Beaver. I am your host of Rally America Radio. You can also follow me at JimBeaver15 on Instagram and Twitter. And I will definitely be bringing you more updates here from the finish line with podium interviews with whoever comes out on top of these battles here at the 2016 Rally in the 100 Acre Wood, round two of the 2016 Rally American National Championship.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.